I concluded the series of messages on the Sermon on the Mount.
上一次我来的时候，我已经总结了主耶稣在山上的教训。
I'm short of telling all of you that see you next year.
我跟你们讲过，明年再见。
But when I visit Brother and Sister Wei, he said, "One more message, brother."
但是当我去拜访魏弟兄姊妹的时候，他们说再讲一次吧，关于这个信息。
So just remind me once again, when we serve the Lord, not only we serve Him when we are scheduled, we serve Him 24/7, right?
所以这就提醒我说，不光是按照这个计划好的来服侍神，而是说二十四小时一周起。
We are always on call. Brother John knows that.
我们一直是on call.
Okay. So let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 14.
我们来看马太福音十四章
verse 22 to 36.
马太福音十四章二十二节
33, I should say.
马太福音十四章二十二节到三十三节
I'll read it first in English, and our sister will read it in Chinese.
弟兄读中英文，姊妹读中文。
I hope those who have the Chinese Bible can read it together with her. Okay.
有中文弟兄姊妹一起来读。
English. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." They cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink, and he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And there they that were in the ship came and worship him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Verse 34, and when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret.
马太福音十四章二十二节到三十四节，请跟我一起读。耶稣催门徒上船，歇到那边去，等他叫众人散开。散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕，喊叫起来。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。只因间风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他，说，你侥幸的人呢，为什么疑惑呢？他们了船，风就住了，在船人都拜他，说，你真是神的儿子了。
Amen.
他们过了海，来到哥尼撒勒地方。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning we humble ourselves before you.
主耶稣，今天早上我们谦卑地来到你面前。
Lord, we are just a sinner saved by your grace.
我们只是一个蒙恩的罪人。
We are not worthy to serve you.
我们不配来服侍你。
But thank you for your grace and your mercy.
但是感谢你的救恩，感谢你的怜悯。
Not only you save us, you cause us to be your servant to serve you.
你不光是救了我们，你还呼召我们来服侍你，成为你的仆人。
Lord, we can only say, Lord, thank you.
主耶稣，我们只能说感谢你。
Lord, this morning as we speak and fellowship your word once again.
今天早上在我们来分享你话语的时候。
Lord, open our eyes that we might see you in your word.
请你打开我们的眼睛，使我们在你话语里看见你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Last time I shared with you concerning how do we weather the storms of life.
上一次分享到说我们在生活里面怎么来面对风暴。
And chapter 7, the Lord revealed to us that we should be a one who built his foundation upon a rock.
在第七章里我们讲到说我们要做一个智慧人把我们的房子盖在磐石上。
And what is a person who built his foundation upon a rock?
是一个什么样的人把房子盖在磐石上呢？
It is a person who not only hear the word of God and also obey and practice the word of God.
就是一个人不光是听见了神的话而且是顺服神的话而且是来实践神的话。
Romans chapter 1 verse 8 says, He who holding the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, what do you mean by this? It means to say you know the truth, yet you do not practice the truth.
罗马书第
一章
第一章第一第八节我们靠着、
Well, regardless.
Sorry.
No matter what, we need to practice the word of God.
换一句话说，我们要来实践神的话。
If we don't practice the word of God, everything will just be a doctrine.
如果我们不来实习神的话，神的话也就成了教训。
And really, many times this is our experience.
很多时候这就是我经历。
And after we came back from the conference, we are filled, you know, we know, oh, this is the word. It's so good. I got it.
从我们夏令会回来的时候，我们常常会觉得说，这就是神的话，我得到了。
But afterwards, when temptation comes, storms of the life of our life comes, then we fall apart.
但是过后，当那个试探来的时候，当生活里有了风暴的时候，我们就跌倒。
Brothers and sisters, we need to listen to the word of God and practice the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要来听神的话，我们也需要来实践神的话。
Secondly, we need to expect storms to come.
而且我们要来期待的说会有风暴来临。
But in the midst of the storm, the Lord promises us that His love will bring us through.
但是在这风暴中间，神的爱应许我们说他会带领我们经过。
Romans 8 says, "No, who should the love of Christ separate us? Can we be separated from the love of Christ?"
罗马书第八章说有什么能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
Is tribulation, famine, peril separate us from the love of Christ? No.
是饥饿是逼迫是刀剑吗
Yeah. The Bible tells us, nay, we are martyrs to them that love us.
不是的我们靠着爱我们的主在这一切上都已经得胜有余
A lot of we have this experience.
很多时候我们都有这样子的基本的经验
Maybe the only difference of the trials we go through is small trials, big trials.
这个区别只是可能是一个小的试炼或者是一个大的试炼
But regardless of all these trials, it is His love that brought us through.
不管是什么样子都是他的爱带领我们经过
We are more than conquerors to them that love us. We are more than conquerors to them that love us. More than conquerors. Okay.
我们因着他的爱我们会能够得胜
Amen. Then lastly, this is the question we always go through. If the Lord loves me, why did He give me the storms of life?
那么我们会问说，如果神爱我们，我们怎么会经历这些风暴呢？
Number one is because He wants to expose us.
一方面，第一问是说他要来使我们能够显露出来。
Because we really don't know who we are.
因为我们不知道我们自己是谁。
A lot of times when we pray, we say, Lord, I love you, I gave myself to you, you will have the priority, the preeminence in my life.
很多时候我们祷告说我们愿意把我们自己奉献给神你在我的生活中居首位
temptation comes, then we broke apart.
当试探来临的时候我们就跌倒了
so this is the Lord tempting us no, trying to test us I won't say tempt
这就是神来试验我们
but on the other hand the purpose of this exposure is that we might come to a realization that we need him
这样的显露我们就是让我们意识到说我们需要他
Without him, we can do nothing.
没有他我们什么都做不了
Now today, I will talk about the peace in the midst of the storm.
今天我要来分享说在这个风暴里面的平安
Yes, on the one hand, we talk about how do we overcome the storm.
一方面我们讲到说怎么样来胜过这个风暴
Yes, today I want to tell you how do we have this peace in the midst of the storm.
然后再来分享说在这个风暴里面我们怎样才能够有这个平安
You know, what does really peace mean?
这个平安意味着什么呢
Is peace, does it mean it's an absence of trouble?
平安是不是意味着说没有问题呢
Is it means there's an absence of problems?
平安是不是意味着说没有任何的问题呢
Our concept is when there is nothing going on, it's like peace like a river, then this is peace.
我们所想象的是说没有任何的问题平水面一样这就是平安
One is a couple from the Philippines who came to visit us.
有一次有个菲律宾的夫妻来拜访我们
they are rich people
他们是非常富有的人
and I was asking them concerning the whereabouts or what is the safety condition in the Philippines
所以我就问他们说在菲律宾的安全的情况
he said oh it's terrible there's a lot of kidnapping
在菲律宾有很多的 绑架。
So in order to be safe, conquered, or in order to have peace, they will try to surround themselves with a lot of security personnel.
所以为了能够保证安全，他们在周围有很多的保镖。
And every time they go, they bought a car, they will bring it into an auto shop who specialize in armored plating.
所以他们买了车子以后，他们会到那个车行里去把它加上。安全系统。
Yeah. In other words, when they met this kind of people who try to rob them in the midst of the street, the bullets won't get through the car.
所以如果街上如果有人想抢劫他们的话，子弹不能够射穿这个窗户。
Well, I was listening to what he is saying. I said, "Is this what the world can offer?"
我在听他讲的时候，我在想说，世界难道就是这个样子的吗
？The world can offer is what? Temporary.
这个世界所能给的平安是暂时的。
It breaks immediately.
它很快就会破坏。
But the peace that the Lord gave us is an everlasting peace.
但是主所给我们的平安是永远的平安。
So what is really peace?
什么是平安呢
？I was reading one of the commentaries that what is peace?
我在读一个commentary 讲的什么是平安
？Peace is a messianic blessing in which the love of God and the grace of God erase all the stress of life because of sin.
平安就是神的爱和神的恩典在把除去我们所有的压力是因这个压力是因着罪而来的
I repeat it once again It is the messianic blessing in which the love and the grace of God erase everything in the stress of life due to sin
这个平安是一个祝福是神因着神的爱和因着神的恩典把我们因着罪所带来的压力而除去
And indeed it is
的确就是这样。
We have all this experience that when we got saved, it seems like a burden was taken out from us.
我们这样的经历，当我们得救的时候，一个重担从我们身上拿去了。
We feel there is peace within us.
我们感到里面有平安。
Romans 5:1 says, "Being justified by faith, we have peace with God, our Lord Jesus Christ."
罗马书第五章第一节讲到说，我们因信称义，就与神和好了。
The Lord's table testify of this.
神的主的饼杯证实了这一点。
Not only it testify how the Lord loves us.
不光是见证了神如何的爱我们
But it also testifies we already have peace with God.
而且见证说我们跟神之间和好了
So today, before we are enemies of God.
以前我们是神的仇敌
Now we are friends of God.
现在我们是神的朋友
We are children of God having his life and nature.
我们是神的儿女与他性情相合
Today, that's why whenever I come here, I'm always excited.
所以每次当我来到这里的时候我总是很兴奋
Even though I can pray in Chinese, I try to pray in English because I feel this is the atmosphere we need to have.
虽然我不能够用中文祷告，我用英文来祷告，但是我觉得这就是这样的气氛。
Because in the midst of so much turmoil, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在这样的混乱里面，我们跟神有平安，有和平。
Secondly, another peace is the peace we have because we have assurance not only of our salvation, also of our future.
我们的平安不光是因着我们救恩，而且我们有着将来的。
You know, anyone here who has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ?If there is any one of you who doesn't believe in the Lord Jesus,
这里有没有不相信主的人
？I will ask you one question.
我问你一个问题。
If you come to the end of the road, if you come to the end of the road,
如果你来到路的尽头
，you come to the end of the tunnel,
你来到一个隧道的末头
，where will you be?
你会在哪里
？Today, we who put our faith in Christ Jesus, we know where will we be.
如果今天我应该因着信主耶稣，我知道我的尽头在哪里。
Hallelujah, we will be with him.
感谢神，我们是与他在一起。
Yes, there will be a lot of turmoil around us.
是的，在我们周围会有很多的混乱。
There will be tribulation.
会有试探。
But we know it's only temporary.
试炼，但是我们知道说这些都是暂时的。
He is coming back.
他要回来。
He will bring us to himself.
他会把我们带到他那里去。
Is that one really a peaceful feeling?
这不是一个平安吗
？Not only we are peaceful, we rejoice for it.
不光是我们有平安，我们却喜快乐。
Eternal security.
我们有永远的确据。
Which no money can buy.
这不是用钱可以买。
This is what we enjoy. This peace.
这就是我们所享受的平安。
But when we look at this way,
我们来这样看。
We are peace with God is the past.
我们和神相合是过去。
We already experienced that.
我们已经经历了。
Having peace because of our security is in the future.
我们有平安，因着将来的确据是将来的事情。
But today, God wants us to experience peace of God.
今天神要我们来经历和神的平安。
You know, Philippians chapter 4 verse 7 says.
腓立比书第四章。
And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will bring our mind and our heart through Christ Jesus. 四章七节。
腓立比书第四章第七节，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God which passeth all understanding will bring our mind and our heart through Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守我们的怀意念。
Colossians 3:15 says, and the peace of God arbitrate or rules in your heart.
格罗西书第三章第五节讲到说，神的平安在你们心里做主。
So today I'm not talking about peace with God. We will be talking about peace of God.
今天讲到不光是与神相合，也讲到说神的平安。
Now according to Matthew chapter 14, there are at least five things we need to know in order to have peace.
马太福音第十四章里面讲到有三件事情。
五件事情。How do we have peace?
我们怎样来有平安呢？
Verse 22, it says, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away.
第十四章二十二节，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开。
Yeah. It is.When we see this, we know that the disciples went to the other side, riding on a boat, not because they want to, but the Lord commanded them to.
门徒到了那一边上了船，不是他们想，是主耶稣催他们上船。
So it's called providence.
是主的意思，是主的旨意。
I hope those English speaking the word peace is P-E-A-C-E.
平安是指 P-E-A-C-E.
So we go with the first word, first letter, peace, providence.
第一个字母是 P, 就是
神。It is God who bring us here.
是神把我们是神的旨意让我们在这里。
Today we are here is all because of the purpose of God.
今天我们在这里完全是出于神的旨意。
Not because we want to, but it is because He wants us to be here.
不是我们今天愿意，而是神要我们在这里。
The disciples went to the ship because the Lord commanded them to.
门徒们上了船是因为主催他们上船。
But in the midst of riding that boat to the other side of the land, they met a storm.
但是在他们划船渡海的时候，他们遇到了风暴。
Does the Lord know there will be a storm? Yes, He knew.
主知不知道会有风暴呢？当然知道。
He is all knowing.
他是全知的神。
But he wants the disciples to experience something that they never experienced before.
但是他们要让门徒经历以前从来没有经历过的事情。
That in the midst of the storm, they will find peace.
在这个风暴中间，他们会找到平安。
There are two kinds of storm in our life.
有在我们生活中有两种风暴。
One is correcting storm, one is perfecting storm.
一个是来矫正我们的风暴，一个是来要我们完全的风暴。
You know, when it is a correcting storm, it's like Jonah.
矫正的风暴就像约拿一样。
Jonah, the Lord commanded him to go to Nineveh and preach the gospel.
神要约拿到尼尼微去传福音。
But he hated going to that place because he had a background on these people.
他不愿意去那个地方，因为他和那些人有嫌隙。
Because these are the group of people who have brought captivity to a lot of children of Israel.
因为这些人给以色列人带来很多的
They bring them to captivity.
因为他们俘虏了以色列人。
Remember during the captivity, the southern tribe, which is Judah and Benjamin, was taken to captivity by the Babylonian kingdom.
犹大和便雅悯支派被带到了那个地方。
Now the northern kingdom, which is the last 10 tribes,are brought into captivity by the Assyrian kingdom.
在北方的十个支派是被叙利亚那一部分。
And there is the capital of the Assyrian empire.
因为就是亚述大的帝国的首都。
And these people are very mean.
这些人是非常非常邪恶的人。
When you disobey them, they cut off their head and put it on a pole.
当你不顺服的时候，他们就把你的头砍下来放在一个。
So when Jonah heard that the Lord asked him to go to Nineveh to preach the gospel, he is so unwilling.
所以当神要他去尼尼微传福音的时候，他是非常的不愿意。
Because he feels these people doesn't deserve to be saved.
因为他觉得说这些人不配得救。
Well, he doesn't have the heart of God. We understand.
因为他不明白神的心意，我们知道。
If you put us in his place, we also do the same.
如果我们在他的那个位置，我们一样会同样做同样的事情。
I won't preach the gospel as the Lord sent fire to burn them.
我不会传福音，我会跟神说降火来烧灭他们。
But God has a God of love; He's so big a heart.
但是神的心很大，他是爱的神。
Go preach the gospel.
神说让他去传福
音。But Jonah went the other way.
但是约拿去了另外一个方向。
To make the story short, he stormed.
所以他就遇到了风暴。
He thought that away from God. But brother, I tell you, if you are in the mountain, the Lord is there. You go to the deepest valley, He is also there.
弟兄姊妹, 我告诉你, 如果你上了山顶上, 神在那里, 你到了地的深处, 神也在那里。
We can never run away from God.
我们永远不会从神面前逃跑。
So Jonah said, okay, throw me into the sea.
所以约拿说, 就把我弄到海里去吧。
And he was swallowed by this big fish and what? Spit it out on the beach of Nineveh.
所以他就被鱼吞了之后, 然后被吞到了, 吐到了尼尼微的沙滩上。
What does it mean?
这个意味着什么呢?
This is correct, Jonah.
这就是来矫正约拿。
He is not on the proper path, so the Lord caused the storm to bring him back to the path which we need to be. He need to be.
他不是在一条正确的路上, 所以神要来矫正他, 把他带回来。
A lot of times we meet a lot of storms in our life.
所以很多时候在我们生活中有风暴。
We a lot of times bring it, blame it on other people.
我们就来埋怨别人。
Maybe we had a nagging wife.
我们也许有一个非常, 嚼舌的妻子,
Maybe we had a naughty kid.
我们也许有一个非常淘气的孩子,
or we blame people.
或者我们来责, 埋怨别人,
oh, it's all their classmate.
His 全都是因着同学,
oh, he doesn't have a good environment.
他没有一个好的环境,
but sometimes we need to look at ourselves.
但是我们需要来看看我们自己。
You had a nagging wife, is it because you demand too much?
你有一个淘气的孩子, 也许是因为你要求太多吧。
Your wife cook, your wife teach the children, your wife clean the house. And wash the clothes, and you just come here and say, "How come you didn't do this?"
你的妻子洗衣服、烧饭、收拾家，然后你回来说，你怎么没有做这件事情？
The Lord throws this storm in life, trying to awake you. Hey, wake up!
神在我们生活中兴起环境，就是让我们来醒过来。
You're not doing what you need to do.
你没有做你应当做的事情。
Sometimes our children, we also like that. As parents, we are also like that.
作为孩子的父母，也常常这样子。
Maybe they had a bad behavior. It's all because of us. We spoil them too much.
他们有一个不好的行为，也许是因为我们太宠他们了。
You know, my boy asked me, "Can I have a cell phone, Dad?"
我的儿子问我说，我能不能有一个手机？
And I said, "What do you want to use with it?"
我就问他说，你要干什么？
In terms of emergency, I will.
他说，如果在紧急情况下，我可以给你打电话。
I said, "When there's emergency, you don't need to call me. The principal will call me."
所以我说，如果有紧急情况，你的校长会给我打电话。
And just tell you a secret. I have the cell phone when I'm 50 years old.
我告诉你，我到50岁才有手机。
And I didn't even know how to operate it.
我甚至不知道怎么来用它。
So nevertheless, a lot of times it's all because of us that the children are like that.
不管怎么样，常常都是因着我们，我们的孩子才是这样子。
And through this storm, the Lord wants to remind us, maybe we need to take charge.
所以借着这些风暴，神要提醒我们来说，也许我们应该。
We need to raise the children according to the will of the Lord.
我们也许应该照着神的旨意来教养孩子。
A lot of times in the pulpit, we keep on saying, "Love not the world."
所以我们常常说不要爱世界。
Then in at home, whenever they ask the thing they want, we give it to them.
但是在家里面，他们不管要什么，我们都给。
Is it because of necessity? No.
是因着需要吗？不是的。
It's because we want them to keep fashion.
而是让他们来跟上潮流。
Right, according to the cellular phone, isn't it? Is this not the reason why? The cell phone.
手机难道不就是吗？
I never see a child calling her parents because he misses parents.
我从来没有看见哪一个孩子给父母打电话，是因为他想父母了。
They maybe they call them because they need something.
他们给父母打电话，完全是因为他们需要什么。
And most of the time they call their other friends.
更多的时候他们是。 给他们的朋友打电话。
They text the message. They are listening to what the teacher is saying. That's why they had a failing grade.
他们传短信，但是却不听老师讲课。
Brothers and sisters, this storm in life is a correcting storm.
这个风暴就成为一个矫正我们的风暴。
Secondly, it's a perfecting storm.
另外一种风暴就是来要使我们成全。
The Lord wants to perfect us.
神要来让我们成全。
Like us, can we be in glory?
让像我们这样人能够在荣耀里吗？
One time there's a person asking another Christian, with this kind of sin you have, when the new heaven and new earth comes, do you want to be there?
像你有这样的罪，当
with your sins not been dealt with.
你的罪还没有被对付， 你能够,
when the Lord comes back, do you want to be there in the new heaven and new earth?
当新天新地来的时候， 你愿意去那里吗？
Then the person says, "Surely not. I will just feel like in the middle of a beauty parlor."
我当然不愿意， 我就觉得说我像一个猪一样， 在一个荣美的城里。
Today the Lord through this storm is trying to perfect us.
今天这样的风暴是为了让我们来完全。
Trying to take out a lot of things in us that is not needed.
使我们生命里面很多不应当有的东西，
the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, this need to be taken away. This shouldn't be in the new kingdom.
肉体眼目的情欲和骄傲都要被除去。
Let me give you an example concerning the trials of Joseph.
我来给你一个例子，就是那个约瑟的那个试炼。
Joseph was such a good boy.
就约瑟是这样的一个
Whatever his father said, go there, he go there.
约瑟是这样的一个好的孩子,
他父亲叫他做什么, what more can you ask?
你还能再要什么呢?
But God has a purpose in Joseph that sooner or later he will be the prime minister of Egypt.
但是神在约瑟的身上有旨意, 他很快就会成为, 埃及的首相。
But Joseph doesn't know about that.
但是约瑟并不知道这一点。
But God knows that and he brought him to a kind of storm.
但是神知道, 神就带领他经过这个风暴。
When he was sent by his father to look for the affairs of his, he was the end is he was sent to Egypt as a slave.
当他被他父亲拆去, 哥哥的时候, 他最后却到了埃, 成为了奴隶。
I believe that Joseph will have this doubt in his mind, Lord, what are you doing?
我相信约瑟一定在问, 神, 你在干什么?
I am the best boy in the family.
我是家里最好的孩子。
All my brothers are troublemakers.
我所有的,
we know about that.
我所有的哥哥都是, 都惹祸。
Now I end up as a slave in Egypt.
但是现在我却到埃及做了奴隶。
But you know what? This is a work of the Lord.
但你要知道, 这是神的工作。
It is a process in the making.
这是在一个制作的过程。
You know, when he was such a young boy and you asked him to be the prime minister of Egypt, do you think he can make it?
在他年幼的时候, 你说你会成为埃及的首相, 你觉得他可能吗?
He needs to go to Potiphar's house and be a slave.
他需要这波地法的, 他需要在波地法的家里成为奴隶。
He needs to learn how to manage a house first before he manages a nation.
他需要先学会掌管一个家, 治理一个家, 然后才能够治理一个国。
The only thing I like about Joseph, he never complained about that.
我喜欢约瑟的一件事情, 就是他从来不抱怨。
He embraced such kind of a trials.
迎接这样的试炼。
He was so positive that he prospered in the house of his master.
这样子的积极, 他在, 他主人的家里是这样的兴盛。
He prospered so much that the master asked, gave him everything to manage except for the food that the master is eating.
他的主人把他家里所有的事情都给他, 除了他吃的食物以外。
But does the story end here? No, it doesn't end here.
但是故事在这里结束吗? 没有。
The Lord caused another storm to come up.
神又兴起了另外一个风暴。
Is it because Joseph did something wrong? No.
是因为约瑟做了什么错事吗?
It's because he was so faithful, he was so righteous, he doesn't want to get into a kind of temptation that he stand firm on his ground as a faithful servant of Potiphar.
他是个义人, 他是个忠心的人, 他不愿意, 做那样不义的事情。
And it ended up in jail.
结果他就进了监狱。
You know, when we talk about jail, we think about, oh, the jail we have is air-conditioned, food is served. No, it's not that kind of jail you're talking about.
你想我们想的这里的监狱都是有空调, 还有吃的。
They are in a dungeon.
他们是在那个地窖里。
But the thing is, Joseph did not complain.
但是约瑟并没有抱怨。
He prospered so much, the jailer put all the prisoners in the hand of Joseph.
他是发达, 所以他那个监狱长就把犯人们都归他管理。
I never heard this kind of a situation happen.
我从来没有听过这样的事情。
You might have so much good behavior, you're still a prisoner.
你是这样表现好的一个人, 但是你还是一个犯人。
The jailer wouldn't let you be in charge of all the prisoners.
狱长不会让你来管理其他的犯人。
But this happened to Joseph.
但是, 却发生在约瑟的身上。
And Joseph go through that trials.
约瑟经历了这样的风暴。
Because of that, he learned how to forgive.
所以因着这件事情, 他学会了怎样来原谅。
And we know that when his brother came, if he didn't learn this lesson, he would put his brother to jail.
所以我们知道说, 当他兄弟们来的时候, 如果他没有学过这个功课, 他会让他的哥哥们进监狱。
What do you think?
你觉得怎么样?
When this happened to you and these brothers who did you wrong sell you into Egypt for 20 years, I said, this is my chance.
如果这是你的话, 你的哥哥把你卖到埃及20年, 你会说, 这是我的一次机会。
But thank God Joseph forgave his brothers.
但是感谢神, 约瑟原谅他的哥哥。
Another thing he learned that the Lord is in charge.
他学的另外一件事情, 就是主在掌权。
Remember he interpreted the dream of the butler?
他给那个, 善长和那个, 酒正,
then the baker was hanged, then the butler was set free.
酒正被吊死, 善长被释放了。
Then he told the butler, when you go out to Pharaoh, tell good things about me. I don't want to be here.
他就跟那个善长说, 你出去之后, 跟那个, 跟人说我的好处。
Then
the butler
forgot
everything.
Now he, Joseph, started to learn everything that happened to him. It's all because of the Lord.
所以约瑟就学到说, 所有发生在他的, 他身上的事情都是出于主。
That's why when his brother comes,
所以当他的哥哥们来的时候,
he told his brother, do not grieve or be angry with yourself, for it is the Lord who bring me here first to save you and your seed.
所以他跟他哥哥们说, 不要难过, 是神拆到, 是在你们之前, 拆到我这, 拆我到这里来。
Brothers and sisters, this is a perfecting storm.
这就是一个让他完全的风暴。
Sometimes when we meet some problems, it will perfect us. Sometimes service we had a brother or a sister who is always go against you, it is a perfecting you.
如果在服事里面有一个弟兄一直都来与你作对, 那是神借着这件事情来完全你。
That one day we might be that proper vessel to be a witness of Jesus Christ.
所以有一天我们能够成为一个, 合用的器皿来见证神。
Thank you, Lord, because this is providence.
感谢神, 这是神的旨意。
If we know that it is God's purpose, then we will have peace in our heart.
如果我们知道说这是神的旨意, 我们里面就会有平安。
Now we come to letter number two. E means entreatment.
第二点就是, 祷告,
okay.
Just start up. 第一个字母是E.
And when he sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray.
第23, 马太福音14章23节, 散了众人以后, 他就独自上山去祷告。
Yes, the Lord was there sending the disciples in the middle of the sea where there is a lot of storm. What did the Lord do? He was on the mountain praying for them.
当主耶稣把门徒差遣到了海上之后, 他独自到山上去。
You said, how do you know the Lord knows them? In Mark 6, I have no time. It says, when the Lord saw them, he is praying for them.
在马可福音第六章的时候讲到说主看到了他们他在山上祷告。
You know, a lot of times when we have troubles, we like to call brothers and sisters to pray for us, right?
很多时候当我们遇到麻烦的时候我们给弟兄姊妹打电话说请为我祷告。
We might ask Brother John to pray for us, Brother Chang Jin to pray for us, Brother Hailong to pray for us. It's good for brothers and sisters to pray for us.
我们打电话给周信弟兄、常建弟兄还有海郎弟兄为我们祷告。
Because when we have these prayers, we know that there is a support behind us.
因为在我们背后有支持。
But let me tell you, there's a person in glory who always pray for us.
但是我告诉你有一个人在荣耀里一直为我们祷告。
You know, every time I come to preach, I always ask my mom, can you please pray for me?
每一次当我来讲道的时候, 我都让我的妈妈说你为我祷告。
Oh, my name is always on the top of the prayer list.
我的名字总是在她祷告的名单上面。
I thank you, mom, for always praying for me.
我感谢我的母亲一直在为我祷告。
But you know what? Sometimes due to age, we sometimes forget. Sometimes because of the busyness of us in our work, we forget. A lot of brothers and sisters said, oh, Brother Lawrence, can you pray for me? Yes, but when I went home, I forgot everything.
有的时候他们跟我说, 你替我祷告好吗? 但是回家以后全都忘了。
This is all, it happens.
这就是常常发生的事情。
One time, there's a sister who saw my mom, because she hasn't seen her for a long time. She told my mom, oh, how are you, Sister Basa?
有一次有个姊妹, 因为很久没有看到我的妈妈, 所以她跟她说, 巴萨姊妹, 你好吗?
And my mom responded by saying, my Lord never slumber nor sleep.
我的母亲就回答说, 我的主从来不打盹也不睡觉。
In other words, you may forget, you might remember, but there is a person in glory who always intercedes for me.
换句话说, 你也许打盹了, 也许, 忘记, 但是有一位在荣耀里的神, 永远不会忘记。
Oh, in John it says, I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them that you have given me, for they are thine.
我看福音16章里面讲到说我不为世上人为他们祷告，因为他们是因着你，因为他们是你的。
There is a person in glory who always pray for us.
有一个人在荣耀里一直在为我们祷告。
And I assure you, we are each and every one of us is in his prayer list.
换句话说，我们每一个人都在他祷告名单上。
But the story doesn't end here.
但是, 故事不在这里结束。
John chapter 11 says, not only he prayed for us, every time he prayed, the Father listened to his prayer.
约翰福音11章里讲到说, 不光他为我们祷告, 而且他祷告的时候, 神都听。
Chapter 11, it says, I thank you, Father, for thou hast heard me, and I knew you heard me always.
约翰福音11章里讲到说, 父我感谢你, 因为你听我的祷, 因为你听我, 你也常常听我。
Are you excited about this?
你不, 为了这件事情, 你不兴奋吗?
There is a person praying for us, and every time he prayed for us, the Father listened.
有一个人为我们祷告, 而且他祷告的时候, 父就, 父听。
It's like a person here having problems, then there's another person here listening and praying to the Father.
就像有一个人在这里有问题, 但是另外一个人在为他祷告, 父祷告。 赞美神,
he's always on the sparrow.
他的眼一直在麻雀身上。
And he's what? And I know he watches over me.
我知道他看顾我。
Oh, this is a wonderful hymn, right?
这是一个, 非常好的诗。
I have no time, I would like to sing this. We have no time, I really like to sing this.
我很想唱这首诗歌,
Ethel Waters says, I sing because I'm happy, I sing because his eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me.
我唱是因为我高兴, 我知道他的眼目在麻雀的身上。
Knowing that he always pray for us, we have peace in us.
不光是知道说他常常为我们祷告, 所以我们有平安。
Number three, assurance.
第三, 而是有着确据。
What is this assurance? 这个确据是什么呢? His presence is always in the midst of us.
他的同在一直是在我们的中间。
Let me read to you. It said in verse 25, And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea, and when the disciples saw them walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried for fear.
夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕喊叫起来。
And the Lord said, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid.
耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
Praise God, not only His providence gave us peace, not only He pray for us that we have peace, His presence in there so we can have peace.
不光是因着他的旨意，也不光是因着他为我们祷告，更是他的同在给我们带来平安。
John chapter 16 verse 33 says, In the world there is tribulation, but in me you have peace. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
约翰福音16章说，在这世上你们有苦难，但是在我们里面有平安，因为我已经胜了世界。
Thank God, in Him we have peace.
感谢神说，在他里面我们有平安。
His presence is always with us, no matter what our condition is.
他的同在一直与我们同在，不管我们经历什么。
We know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach, the three friends of Daniel.
我们知道那个但以理的三个朋友。
You know, because of their faithfulness, the king was so mad, asked him to be thrown into the fiery furnace.
因着他的旨，王就把他们丢在那个火炉里面。
You know, when he threw them into the furnace, the fire was so hot, even those people who threw them died first.
那个火是这样子的热，甚至把他们丢到火炉里的士兵也被烧死。
So really, there is no escape.
所以换句话说，根本不可能逃脱的。
But thank God, when they are on the fiery furnace, what did King Nebuchadnezzar said?
但是那个王看见了什么呢?
He said, didn't we throw three people in there?
我们看见三个人吗?
But I see four, and one of them is likened unto the Son of God.
但是我看见第四个人看起来像人子。
Yes, we might encounter a lot of storms in life, like the three friends of Daniel.
也许在我们生活中会经过很多的风暴，像丹尼尔的三个人。
We might encounter so much affliction, like Job.
我们也许会经过很多的困苦，像约伯一样。
But there is an assurance, He is always there.
但是有一个确据，就是他与我们同在。
Thank God, He is always there.
感谢神，他一直与我们同在。
So don't look at yourselves.
所以不要看你自己。
Look at the one who is always there, who are taking care of us.
要看一直照顾我们的神。
There is a saying by Corrie ten Boom, our sister, Corrie ten Boom.
一个姊妹叫做 Corrie ten Boom.
He said this a little saying that is really meaningful.
他有一段话。
He said, when you look at a circumstance, you are distressed.
如果你看这个环境，你会非常的受压抑。
When you look at ourselves, you are depressed.
如果你看你自己，你会更加的下沉忧郁。
When you look to Christ, you are at rest.
如果你看主的话，你就会向前。
Isn't that very meaningful?
这不是很有意义吗?
Look at the situation in the world today, you will be distressed.
如果你看我们周围的环境，你一定会受压。
Don't even look about the economic situation. Even the morality is terrible.
不要看那个经济的形势，就甚至我们的道德。
There is no right nor wrong anymore.
不再有什么对的和错的。
You don't feel safe in this world anymore.
你在这个世界不再觉得安全。
So don't look at the circumstance.
所以不要再看环境。
Don't look at yourself.
不要再看你自己。
Every time you look at ourselves, we are so depressed.
如果你看你自己，你会觉得是这样子的忧虑。
We feel like being a Christian for so many years, I'm still like that.
人觉得说我基督徒做了这么久，我还是这个样子。
It's still so flesh.
是这样子的肉体。
Oh, but thank God.
但是感谢神。
God wants us to look to Him.
但是神要我们来看他。
Because He promised He will transform us, He will do it.
因为他应许我们，他要转变我们，他会做。
Today we thank God for His presence.
感谢神他的同在。
Now we come to see. Letter C, comfort.
我们来看这个字母 C 就是安慰。
What is comfort?
什么是安慰?
A lot of times when we talk about comfort, we feel like it is something soothing feeling.
我们讲到安慰是觉得说在感觉上是一个非常安慰人的感觉。
You go to a hospital, people got sick, you visit them, you say something good, and it soothes the feeling of the sick.
如果有医院里有病人，你去看望他们，会让他们的感觉上得到安慰。
Or you go to a funeral,
或者
you say condolence, try to say something good, so this person will be what? At peace.
所以你去参加葬礼，你去安慰他们的家人，他们的家人里面会觉得受安慰。
But this is not really the meaning of comfort.
但是这并不是意思。
Comfort is a compound word, come and fort.
这个安慰的意思是两个字合在一起。
In strength.
是在 压力的里面。
Today when the Lord was walking on the water,
今天主在海面上行走的时候，
He's not only showing off, He's not showing off.
他不是在那里显耀。
He's trying to tell the disciples, look, everything is under my feet.
他是在告诉他的门徒说，看，这些事情都在，万有都在我的脚下。
That's why He tells the disciples, do not fear, I have overcome the world.
所以他告诉他的门徒说，不要怕，我已经胜过了世界。
Yes, there is troubles, there will be trials, there will be tribulation, but everything is under our feet.
但是在这世上会有麻烦，会有苦难，但是万有都在我的脚下。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 to 23 says,
以弗所书第一章。
I put all things under his feet and have made all things.
我使万有都伏在他的脚下。
Everything is under the feet of the Lord.
所有的事情都在神的主耶稣的脚下。
Whether good or bad, it's already under the feet of the Lord.
不管是好的，都已经伏在他的脚下。
Let me tell you, troubles are real.
我要告诉你，这个困难是真的。
I'm not trying to say, oh, you get turn a blind eye towards troubles or problems. Problems are real.
我不是告诉你说要来逃避这个困难，困难是真的。
Losing a job is real.
失业是真实的。
Being sick is real.
生病是真实的。
All of these are just the trials of life, like waves going through.
这些都是生活中的试炼，都是就像风浪一样。
But thank God, everything is under the feet of Jesus Christ.
但是感谢神，万有都在主伏在他的脚下。
But that doesn't end here.
但是这并不是结束。
The Bible, Ephesians tells us we are members of the body of Christ.
以弗所书说我们是基督的身体。
So is are these things also under our feet?
是不是这些万有都在我们的脚下呢？
So let me have a test. I want to see how assured are you.
让我来看看你是怎样的有确据。
Is everything under Jesus' feet?
所有的事情。万有是伏在耶稣的脚下。
You don't have the confidence. Is everything under His feet? Okay, good. Is everything also under your feet? See? We got to see the truth here.
在这里看见真理。
Everything is under His feet because He is the head of the church.
万有伏在他的脚，他是教会之首。
We as members of the body connected to Christ, everything is also under our feet.
我们是他的身体，我们是他的肢体，所以万有也是在我们的脚下。
So let me ask again.
让我再来问你。
Is everything under Christ's feet?
万有是在基督的脚下
吗？ Is everything under your feet?
万有是在你的脚下吗？
We need to tell Satan about that.
弟兄姊妹，你要跟撒旦这样讲。
Get thee behind me, Satan.
退我身后去吧。
Yes, I'm going through trials, problems, waves of life.
是的，我会经过风浪，经过风暴。
But everything is under my feet.
但是万有都是在我的脚下。
This is what the power of the Lord is telling us.
这是主耶稣的能力所告诉我们。
This is what comfort is talking about.
这就是那个安慰所。
When we know that everything is under our feet, we have peace in our heart.
当我们知道说万有都在我们脚下的时候，我们里面就会有平安。
Lastly, expectation.
最后一个就是期待。
What are we expecting?
我们在期待着什么呢？
We expect that all His promises will be fulfilled.
我们期待，我们知道说他所有的应许都会成就。
Verse 34 says,
第三十四节。
And we have then gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret.
他们就到了格尼撒勒地方。
The Lord in verse 22 sent them to go over that land.
在二主耶稣催他们上船。
Verse 34, the Lord fulfilled that promise.
第三十四节，神就应许了这件事。
God promised.
神应许
He will bring us to the other side of the river.
他会把我们带到那河的那一边。
God doesn't promise there will be no trouble.
神从来没有应许不会有麻烦。
But He promised us He will be with us even unto the end of the world.
但他会应许他与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
He promised one day He is coming and He will take us to Himself.
他应许他有一天他再来，会让我们与他永远同在。
And He will do it.
他会这样做。
If we have this, do we have peace in our hearts?
如果我们有这些，我们里面会有平安吗？
With His presence, we have peace. With His purpose.We have peace.
因着他的同在，因着他的旨意，我们会有平安。
When He is praying for us, we have peace.
他当为我们祷告，我们会有平安。
Knowing that He is there, His presence is there, we are at peace.
当他的知道他的那个同在在那里，我们会有平安。
Knowing that His power sustains us, we have peace.
知道他的能力来支持我们，我们会有平安。
Knowing that His promise will be fulfilled, we are at peace.
知道他的应许会成就，我们会有平安。
Like, as our brother shared already the story of brother Spafford.
我们弟兄分享到弟兄那个弟兄的时候
，He gone through all these trials like the trials of Job.
他经历所有的这些试炼，就像约伯一样。
When he went to go and pick up his wife,
当他去接他的妻子的时候
，And they passed through that spot.
他经过那个地方
，Where his daughter got drowned.
他的女儿们被淹死的地方。
He told the captain, "Is this the spot?"
他问那个船长是不是这个地方
？Yes, this is the spot.
船长说是的，就这里。
And he wrote this hymn.
他就写了这首诗。
When peace like a river attended my soul, attended my way.
在我魂里有平安。
Yeah, You know, we love the first sentence.
我们都喜欢第一节。
When peace like a river attended my way.
在我魂里头有平安如水流。
You know, when we always like, you know, there's no, nothing bother us, everything is going smoothly, it's like a peaceful river going through.
当我们生活里面没有任何的风浪的时候，就像一个平静的水面经过我们。
But we never like the second sentence, sorrow, billows me, overrolls over me.
但是
when sorrow like sea,
我的这里如 怒涛是洪涌
But regardless of what happened,
但是不管发生什么
the Lord is there.
主耶稣在那里
He promised our brother you will have peace.
他应许我们的弟兄说你会有平安
That's why our brother said it is well with my soul.
所以他说我的魂可平安
Brothers and sisters, we are all in the same boat.
弟兄姊妹我们都是在同样的境遇
We might be, you know, enjoying the time of our life or we might going through trials.
也许我们在享受我们的生活，也许我们在经过试炼。
But let the Lord, you know, we come to the realization He is the only peace that endures forever.
但是让我们来经历说，他是那个唯一的平安，能够存到永远。
In this world there is tribulation.
在这个世界有苦难。
But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
不要害怕，因为我已经胜过了这个世界。
If the Lord overcomes the world,
如果主已经胜过了这个世界
we can say it is well with my soul.
我们可以说我的魂可平安。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you. You are our peace.
主耶稣，感谢你是我们的平安。
Lord, there is no peace in this world today.
今天在这个世上没有平安。
In this world, there is only trials and trials.
在这个世界只有苦难和试炼。
But thank you, Lord, we are more than conquerors to love us.
但是我们靠着你的爱胜一切。
You will bring us through.
你会带领我们经过。
And Lord, we firmly believe this.
我们坚决的相信。
Lord, we pray that these words will not only be a good teaching.
我们祷告说这些话也不是成为教训。
Lord, bring us into the reality and experience that you are our peace.
带领我们经历说你是那个平安。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
See you next year.
明年见。